好，同学们要注意，在第一自然段当中我们用到了总是有种希望， There is always a hope that， 那么怀有希望， Cherish the hope that， That 依旧是引导同位从句，那么他必须抱有一种希望， That is to say One day he will be amply rewarded Or he will be rewarded enough Got it？ 那么他将来有一天肯定会得到丰厚的回报。So now I want to say, you are bent on studying English. You must cherish the hope that one day you will be amply rewarded. Okay? Now, so much for the second paragraph. 那么第二自然段我们就介绍到这儿。在这个表达方式当中，请同学们注意几个重点的短语。Now listen to me carefully. Don't look at your books. By chance.A truly dedicated person. A bowel. The ability to do something. As knowledgeable as. Bent on doing something. Cherish the hope that. Got it. 那么掌握这几个短语之后，可以同学们借助这几个短语进行第二自然段的复述。Now, let's learn the third paragraph. My old friend, Frank Halliday. So you know,The third paragraph is a typical example to illustrate a truly dedicated bug hunter must have patience and the ability to recognize the worth of real objects, alright? My old friend, Frank Halliday, is just such a person. 那我的老朋友呢，就是这样的一个人物了。He's often described to me how he picked up a masterpiece for a mere 50 pounds,向我描述是怎么样得到一件珍品的。 So, describe to me how he picked up a masterpiece. For, 在这里表示花费了多少钱。For a mere, 注意 a mere means only, 那么在用 mere 的时候，之前要接受不定冠词 a 的修饰，仅仅50英镑 a mere 50 pounds, 仅仅一个小时 a mere 1 hour, okay.One Saturday morning, Frank visited antique shop in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, let's say Frank visited antique shop near my home. As he had never been there before, he found a great deal to interest him. He found a great deal to interest him. Okay, recite the sentence. 把这句话要背熟。他发现了很多让他感兴趣的东西。So, let's put it in another way. He found a lot of interesting things.The morning passed rapidly, and Frank was about to leave when he noticed a large packing case lying on the floor. You know, the morning passed rapidly. 时间很快的过去了，一定要注意，那个早晨呢，很快的过去了。So we know, my old friend Frank Halliday was really bent on making a discovery.So, time had already passed before he realized that. Frank was about to leave. Be about to do something. 这是我们已经非常习惯的一个表达方式。但是请同学们要注意。Be about to, when? 这是优秀的句子结构。表示正要或刚要干什么，即是突然。When 所表达的含义 at the moment, 而不表达为当什么的时候。For example, 我正要离开，突然电话铃响了。I was about to leave when the telephone rang. Okay. Next, 他正要锁门，这个时候他的朋友来了。He was about to lock door when his friend visited him. Got it. 他正要离开，这个时候他注意到了一个大的包装箱 lying on the floor.Lying 现在分词做定语啊，我们可以把它视为定语从句 A large packing case that was lying on the floor Got it 正放着在地上的一个大包装箱 The dealer told him that it had just come in But that he could not be bothered to open it 好，这是我要求大家在第三自然段当中背熟的一个语句首先我们注意结构 That 引导宾语从句这个 that 可以去掉但是在正式的文体当中最好要保留 The dealer told him that it had just come in. 那么这位店主说呢，这个箱子刚到不久。But that, 这个 that 是务必不能省略的，表示转折关系的宾语从句，其前要出现 but。那么如果表示递进关系的，其前要出现 and。But that, and that.Okay, but that he could not be bothered to open it. 那么当他嫌麻烦也不想把它打开了，不必找麻烦把它打开。So could not be bothered to open it. Bother, you know, trouble. And bother, so that the 含义 trouble. So, translate the sentence. 明天不必麻烦到这儿来了。Don't bother to come here tomorrow. Don't bother to come here tomorrow. Or don't trouble to come here tomorrow.OK, 我不愿意每天被你来打扰。I wouldn't like to be bothered by you every day, or I wouldn't like to be troubled by you every day. 那么要注意 trouble, bother 和动词 disturb 区别。Disturb 语气更为强烈，有指心烦意乱的心理状态，有时呢也表示严重的精神错乱。For example,这个消息使我感到非常不安。The news has disturbed me very much. And I think you still remember the sentence in lesson one. 第一课的一个语句，同学们应该记得。The last sentence, okay? 最后一句话了。It is disturbing to think that a wild puma is still at large in the quiet countryside. So do you remember it? 同学们还记得吗？我们用的 disturb 的形容词形式是 disturbing. 注意 disturbing 以及 disturbed.两个表达方式 Trouble 在含义上介于 bother 与 disturb 之间，那么基本上接近于 bother、okay. Frank begged him to do so and the dealer reluctantly pries it open. Pries it open, broke it open, OK, 把它撬开了。 The contents were disappointing. Apart from interesting looking carved dagger,The box was full of crockery. Apart from, 除了什么之外还有。那么一定要注意 ,apart from 的含义有两点。一是表示除了什么之外还有，相当于 in addition to。第二，它相当于 except。那么如果用句首必须是有 except for, 表示除外。Got it? For example, apart from an interesting looking carved dagger, 那么除了这个雕刻的比较漂亮的匕首而外 The box was full of crockery 这个箱子里面还装了一些陶瓷制品 Now translate a sentence 除了一点轻微的头痛我觉得好多了 Apart from a slight headache I feel alright now OK Much of it broken 一定要注意 it代替上文的 crockery 之所以采用 it 而不能采用 them 因为 crockery 是一个不可数名词所以这时候用 it 来取代 Much of it broken I want to ask you a question Why we don't have the word much of it words broken 为什么没有 words 这个词汇呢而直接用了 much of it broken 同学们注意到了在 much of it broken 和主句之间是用逗号分割开来的而其中没有出现连接词所以 much of it broken 并不是一个完整的语句完整的简单句与简单句之间必须要有连接词所以如果你想表达出 much of it 补充出 words 你的表达方式必须是如下 The box was full of crockery and much of it was broken Got it? And 所以这是我们在第六课所介绍的独立主格结构 Now translate my sentence Dishes down He begged his wife not to sweep the floor Dishes down He begged his wife not to sweep the floor 盘子洗完之后他祈求的妻子说不要再拖地板了 OK next 他泪流满面地跑进了房间She ran into the room, her face covered with tears. Her face covered with tears. 我们用到了过去分词 cover。 那么如何确定是用现在分词还是用过去分词，取决于它和提前名词的关系。 Dish is done， 盘子被洗完了，被动概念， so done， OK。 Her face covered with tears， 那么 cover 和 face 之间，那么你要注意我们补充出一个完整的语句， Her face was covered with tears， 所以也是被动关系， OK。 Now translate my sentenceAnd I wonder whether you can use the key structure correctly. 他躺在床上，只有脸被露出来。我这个表达方式已经非常的明确了。So, exposed or exposing. 那么应该使用 exposed 还是 exposing 呢？你应该很清楚。Yeah. He lay in bed, his face exposed. Okay, now move back to our text. Frank gently lifted the crockery out of the box.And suddenly noticed a miniature painting at the bottom packing case. 轻轻地把这个陶器呢从箱子里面拿出来，忽然注意到了一箱子底部有一微型绘画作品。注意在底部 at the bottom of， 那么在顶部 at the top of， OK。 As its composition and line remind him of Italian painting he knew well. 提醒某人想起了什么， remind somebody of， OK。Composition in Chinese 是构图，那是 structure。 那么他的这绘画作品的构图以及线条使他想起了他所熟知的一幅意大利绘画作品。 He decided to buy it. Glancing at it briefly, the dealer told him that it was worth 50 pounds. So glancing 现在分词做时间状语，只是瞥了一眼之后，这个店主说它价值50英镑。注意这个表达方式。Frank could hardly conceal his excitement. Okay, recite it. Conceal one's excitement. 掩饰自己的激动心情。弗兰克几乎不能够掩饰自己的激动。Why? For he knew that he had made a real discovery. 因为他知道他确实发现了一件珍品。一定要注意，做出发现， make a real discovery. Let's say, Frank had already...discovered a reality, right? The tiny painting proved to be an unknown masterpiece by Credio. Credio, you know, very famous Italian artist. 那幅画呢，证实是柯伊基欧的一幅没有被发现的杰作。And was worth hundreds of thousands of pounds. 注意最后的表达方式。Was worth hundreds of thousands of pounds.价值几十万英镑，注意几十万 hundreds of thousands of。 Now so much for the text. In the third paragraph, you must learn the following phrases and key structure. Now listen to me carefully. For a mere 50 pounds, in my neighborhood, he found a great deal to interest him.Be about to do when? The dealer told him that it had just come in, but that he could not be bothered to open it. Prize it open, apart from much of it broken. At the bottom of, remind somebody of something. For he knew that he had made a real discovery.With worth hundreds of thousands of pounds. Okay, so much for the text.